brought to you by the Rehoboth Church of God in Christ. Prepare yourself for a powerful word from the Lord.
God, I thank you. Father God, I bless you. Lord, there's nothing like you. You said you looked and you found none greater. So God just swore by yourself. God, there's nothing like you in all the earth. So God, anoint this vessel of clay with a word that heals, delivers, and set free. God, anoint this vessel of clay to speak a word. A word that would pierce darkness. A word that will set your people free. And we'll honor you. We'll obey you. In your son Jesus' name. Come on, give God the praise. All over the building. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Hallelujah. While you're standing, turn in your Bibles to the first chapter of Acts. And allow us to exegete the scripture. One scripture from the book of Acts, maybe a few more down the line. But Acts 1 and 8. It's an honor to stand before God's people. It's an honor to trust in the true and the living God. Amen. It's an honor to know who God is. Amen. For truly, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, amen, I have been. In church Thursday night, me and Brother Vern went out to Bethel Deliverance, and then I was in church yesterday, amen, and amen, and we just been having a high time in Jesus, amen, amen. Administrative Assistant Goodwin sung this song that predated me. When I say predated, meaning that even the saints of old wasn't singing it when I came along. But somehow he knew it. It was trying to figure out why we didn't know it. Amen. I said, well, 3 years make a big difference. Amen. But anyway, the song had a lot of substance to it. Amen. I couldn't sing it if I wanted to. I couldn't. Amen. If I wanted to, I don't remember the lyrics. I do remember, you can count on me, God. I remember that part. Amen. Talking about he'll be faithful till he die. Amen. Amen. And I said, well, maybe they stopped singing that by the time I come around. Or maybe it didn't make it this far north. You know, kind of like White Castle came later. I know. The mother know it. I couldn't get her in the high star. That's Brother Vern calling. Something faithful I'll be. Something you can count on me. But listen, with all that, amen, then he gave us a moment in African-American history in the Grand Ole Church, talking about how we went through, how we did things, and how things were, and amen. But in the gist of it, here's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid there's a generation that never experienced the yoke-destroying, mind-changing, heart-changing power of the Most High God. So I honor each and every one of you that deserves honor. I thank God for, amen, all you great men and women of God. Amen, including my wife. Amen. 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 I've been gone so much, she's been a little mad at me, but I have to call to her remembrance. She asked God to make me like my father. You know what I'm saying? When God starts answering prayer, you know, you might want to be a little more pacific, because he's a God of specifics. Amen. Amen. You ask for it, and when he give you what you ask for, amen, be satisfied. Amen. Amen. I'm just saying, you know, but and I haven't obtained that yet. We ain't here on Tuesday and Friday. Sunday night after a 3:30 program. Amen. Is this thing on? Because Pastor Jones used to do it. But, and y'all wasn't complaining. At least not where I could hear it. Amen. Y'all wasn't complaining. Y'all had more sense than do it public. But social media has ruined that. Folks will record you and blast you nowadays. They'll publish you without your consent. Amen. Let's look at the word of God. Amen. The word of God says in Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. You may be seated. On your way down, tell somebody, you were created for power. You were created for power. We serve a God who makes his presence known. A God who makes his presence known. Have you ever just walked outside and looked in the sky? Looked around, and have you ever just thought about, why are you breathing? Have you ever just thought about, how in the world did we get here? Don't let nobody fool you and have you all in science class talking about a squiggly-tailed amoeba became this, and then one day a fish just walked out the ocean. And all I know is, if I had a friend that walked out the ocean and I was in it, I'd have walked out with him. And they friend would have walked out with them, and they still would be walking out. Why in the world would I let you leave me in salt water when they got air conditioning? They got air. Hey, man, they got garbage disposals. And you just going to let me stay here fishing? Devil is a lie. But you know, science, or you know, maybe Bill Nye wrote your Bible, but he didn't write mine. The science guy didn't write mine. So, but our God is a God who makes his presence known. He manifests himself in supernatural ways. In Exodus, he appears to Moses as a flame of fire in a bush. He manifests himself as a pillar of fire and a pillar of cloud. He is a rock that followed the children of Israel, and he is the water from the rock. He manifests himself in a cloud of glory that filled the tabernacle upon completion. And the Bible declares in 1 Kings, he was fire falling from heaven and consuming the sacrifice, the altar and all. But in the book of Acts, the second chapter, 17 and 19, God tells us that God is a signs and wonders God. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. And in the fifth chapter of Acts, the 12th verse, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. It is God's choice to use us to manifest his power to the world. You were created for power. You were created for the power of God. Did you know that? We are born in the spirit, born of the spirit, filled with the spirit, led by the spirit, taught by the spirit, kept by the spirit, and empowered
by the spirit.
There you go. Isaiah 43 and 7 says, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. There are only two essential powers on this earth. Let's just explain this. Two. You got the power of God. Then you got the power of the devil. So we all know that we sit here naturally, right? Well, how in the world can you just be natural when a super God says, I'll dwell in you?
Yeah.
So that tells me that he puts his super in your natural.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, if you on God's side, then you should operate in the supernatural.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, if you're demonized,
watch out, man.
You might still operate in the super. In the amen, you know, folks out here looking for power, and it's apparent that Hollywood is, because everything has went crazy. You got witches and warlocks, witches and warlocks. But you know, if they fooling with a real saint of God, they should get stitches and knots. Amen. Why? Because your super natural supersedes demonic power. The Bible says that demons fear and tremble at the name of Jesus. So saved folks ought not to be walking around scared folks. Now, I ain't going down there to talk to them old gangbangers. Them gangbangers supposed to respect your Jesus. And you know what? If you got a real Jesus, they do. They do. They know for a fact that the same thing that changed you will change them if they get too close to it. So there's the power of God and the power of the devil. Good, evil, light, darkness, love, hate. Both are supernatural. Both have kingdoms. Do you not know that God has a kingdom? And the good thing about a kingdom is kingdom-minded folks don't ask why. In a kingdom, you do or die. Y'all know that? The Bible says that the king had the power of life and death. Hey, I need you to go over there. Well, if I go over there, they're going to kill me. Well, if you don't go over there. That's why I believe I was raised in a kingdom. If missionary Mabel Jones said go, we went. Why? Because if we didn't, Queen of all Jones boys would have had to been dealt with. We'd have got dealt with. Look, I remember my mother told me, look, boy, we live in a cruel world. If your brother come home with a black eye, you better have a broke wrist, broke foot, something. How in the world can your brother be involved in a war and you not be involved?
Well, let me say this. Pastor Tim telling you, if your spiritual family is going through, how in the world do they got black eyes and you sitting on fat? And you living the life of Riley, and you eating good, feeling good, and walking around high in the spirit, and you can't see your brother starving? What kind of family is that? That sounds like the Adams family. But we in the family of God. A family that love one another. A family that takes care of one another. A family that show enough love one another will do anything. Love is motivational. You got to ask nobody that love you, are you going to pay my rent? Love and giving is synonymous. Hate not giving is synonymous. Does that make sense to anybody? Why you think little boys be trying to get little girls to say, do you love me? Because see, we caught that concept years ago. If you love me, you'll give. Amen. Love and giving is the same thing. That's why some little boy asks you, do you love me? No. Not unless your name Jesus. Because if you really love me, he's my rock. He's my rock. If you really love me, I should be able to praise God exclusively with my left hand. I'm just saying. I'm back. So, you can live in God's kingdom and derive your pleasures and your enjoyment from God. But you cannot live in God's kingdom and derive your pleasures and enjoyment from the devil. That's why I have problems with folks who tell me that, you know, Pastor, I don't like church. Okay, well, let me feel this out a little bit. Well, you know, Pastor, I love Jesus, but I like staying at home. Now, you love Jesus, but his brothers and sisters, you can't be around. I'm just trying to piece this together. You know, let me just try to. You, look, when I married Sister Jones, I didn't get to pick her brother, her sisters, her mother, father. All of a sudden, I become their brother-in-law. I didn't get to pick my nieces, my nephews. You know, I didn't get to pick that. I chose her, and the rest came with it. Now, in a family, you don't have no choice but let the wheat and tares grow together. They can act demon-possessed, their last name's still Jones. They can act like the devil, they just Satan Jones. It don't make no difference. It's yours. You can't get rid of them, can't rub them away, can't scrub them away. That's your family. I don't care what, how you try to hide it. Somebody remember you. That's even Jesus. They was like, is this not the carpenter's son? Does his brothers not come around? Don't he got, how in the world he claimed to be God?
That's right.
He had a family, y'all. Couldn't get rid of. But see, I saw something in Jesus that just messed everything up while he was up there dying. He said, hey, take care of your, this your mama. This your son. In other words, I'm leaving, but it ain't goodbye. I ain't gone for good, but you take care of this your mama now. No, we didn't have to say this your mama now. See, does this make sense? And saints, the fact of the matter is you're going to have to start loving one another so the demonized folks get jealous. How come he don't treat me like, because you ain't saved? Matter of fact, if you can live unsaved in this world right now, you brave. Because it's a mess going on out here. Folks is confused. They want to pass legislation that we have bathrooms that say whatever you feel like that morning, that's which one you go in. Now, I don't know about you. But see, what y'all got to understand is when they pass that kind of stuff, your tax dollars pay for it. All why you. I get joy when I think about, and then you got to go in a public bathroom with the perv who can't figure out which side he on. He get out of this side of the bed, he might want to be in your bathroom. So you get joy. But I got to explain, I mean, this is my job. It's my job to make sure y'all understand what goes on out there, so when you get out there, you can know what to ask God to cover you from, because the blood still works, and as long as you operating in this world, you need supernatural power to defeat the devil. So you cannot be a part of God's kingdom and derive your pleasure from the Satan's kingdom. 1 Corinthians 10:21. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils. That's the word. 1 John 1:6. If you say you have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. I didn't say it. John said it. Now you can take it up with John later. Or sooner. Let's pick one. Ephesians 5:11 said, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. That's what I'm doing. Reproving them. So you have a high and a holy calling on your life. Does that make sense to anybody? To live for God, you know what? I hate the excuse when someone says, well, Pastor, I'm just a man. No, you just a man of God. Straighten up and act right. Listen, I'm not going to let you off the hook and call all this foolishness that men do a spirit. No, discipline yourself to walk right, to act right, to live right, to talk right. Discipline yourself. Walk in discipline and stop blaming everything on the devil. I bet you the most lied on man, person on the plane, that the devil made. The devil ain't made you do nothing. You yield. The devil got to bind the strong man. Once you yield your members to it, yeah, you work for them. And you know, when you're in a kingdom, you don't get to say no. That's why you got to get out the kingdom. You must be born again. Does that make sense? So once you get born again and you got struggles, listen, get some accountability. Look here. Let me show you what accountability is. Now, I know Brother Woolley ain't going to put my business on the street. So I called Brother Woolley and say, look, man, I'm struggling. And so Brother Woolley called me first thing in my, hey, brother, did you ask God for strength? Hey, brother, did you do what? Are you avoiding? Does that make sense to anybody? I ain't tell you to tell everybody. Brother Woolley is one person. He tell God, we tell God, I walk in discipline. But if you know, you can't tell everybody, because I done told y'all, this social media done took it to a whole nother level. Folks don't even know you know your business. You go to apply for a job, and the first thing they do is pull up social media. Says here, you sitting across the table with Brother Woolley, and it says here, you hate white folks. Now, why in the world would he hire you? I mean, that just, he ain't got to be no prophet when you putting it out there. You know, my little boy, he thought it was funny. His first little Facebook account, and I'm looking at it, and it said, J.J., Jefton J.J. Jones, and it said where he lived, North Mexico, and it said occupation terrorist. I'm like, hey, son, we need to talk. Because here's what I know. WWW mean WWW. World Wide Web mean FBI watching. Not just them, but everybody watching. And you're not a terrorist. I don't want nobody thinking that you are ragged. You got straight hair. like your mom, you kind of look like Ben. Yeah. Stop this madness. You know what I'm saying? I have to, you know, look, son, this is real as it gets. You can't be, I know it's a joke to you, but it's no laughing matter. And in God's kingdom, there are no laughing matters. You see your brother struggling, it is not a matter laughable. It's a matter that ought to be prayed about.
Come on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me get back on my notes here. So, Matthew 5 and 14, we're called by high calling. Ye are the salt of the earth. Salt has a healing influence. You ever had sore feet? They got that stuff called Epsom. Now, you can't sprinkle Epsom on your food. But you can soak your feet in it. It's got miracle working power, wonder working power in that boat. I mean, you know, your feet feel a little better. And if they're crusty, you can even take that salt. It's got healing. Uh-huh. Amen. Salt got some healing principle, healing influence in it. It also preserves. Now, love covers. You can't be putting your brother's business all in the street. He your brother. That's why the world doubt the church, because we so busy telling what Brother Baloney did. Salt will also make you thirsty. You ought to make folks thirsty for the word that come around. Look here, man. The word says this. The word says this. Why does the word, you know, you can't just let folks lead you down the path of conversation. Don't allow folks to lead. Look, make sure you always put yourself in a position where you can put in a word for your sponsor. You ever watch them TV shows? I don't care how good it gets. 7-Up show up, Coca-Cola show up, McDonald's, one of them jokers that's paying for what you watching, they show up. Make sure that when you in somebody's presence, that you make sure that you got time to put in a word for who woke you up this morning, who started you on your way, who put coffee in your cup, who turned your life around. You make sure you put in a word for he who begun a good work in you. So, and you know what else? Salt makes your life exciting and joyous. Listen here. I don't know what collard greens would be without a little salt. Just take them to the horse. Yeah, you could throw neck bones and smoked turkey bones and all that, but without a little salt. And do you know that this world would be most miserable without some real remnant, living the word, believing the word, confessing the word, and living the word type saints in it? Without the salt of the earth, just be some plain old collard green. You would think I cooked them. Just threw them in the pot with some tap water and boiled them. Ain't cleaned them. Just boiled them. You get your protein from the bugs that was eating them. Amen, amen. Some folks don't know what they're doing, so they just throw them in the pot. But just a little salt will change all that. That's why God said ye are the salt of the earth. That means that the atmosphere ought to be flavored by you.
That's right, that's right.
All right. Man. This holy teaching. Your life, your words, your attitudes, your actions should be a light to those who are in darkness. This is no time for an attitude of indifference, of who cares, or what difference does it make, or I can make a difference. I can't make a difference anyway. You know, saints kind of feel that way. I mean, there are a whole lot of sinners out here. Y'all know that? But you know what my Bible tells me? That the harvest is white. You know what that means? That there's a whole bunch of sinners out there. That's why he said, pray that God send laborers Pray that he sends some folks that got the mindset that say, I can't stand looking at folks dying and going to hell. Yes, So what are you saying? You ever, you know, when I was a little boy, you used to see dead fish wash up on, down at Falls Park, we would see them little dead fish, right? Every now and then, you know, I used to go down there because my brothers played baseball, and eventually I did. Every now and then, you would see some that was still living. They hadn't dried out yet. And, you know, we'd grab them by the tail and throw them back out there. But, my buddy was like, man, it's just too many. It ain't going to make no difference. It made a difference to the one I just threw. Now, the rest of them still over there flapping. But the one I threw back in the water swimming. And that's the same way with these demonized folks in the world we live in today. It may seem like you're not making a difference, but it makes a difference to the one you tell Jesus love him, no matter how bad it been, no matter how far it go, it makes a difference. Because folks be watching you. He ain't living what he's saying. Let me check him out for a while. Well, you live right in front of them till they finally say, yeah, this is real. This is real as it get. So it's going to make a difference, but you know, it's just one at a time. You know what Satan's best friend is? It's a lukewarm Christian. You know what he say to you? Keep up the good work. Way to go, brother. Confess Jesus, but don't tell nobody. Be covert. Be a double knot spy in Jesus. You just walking around, don't nobody know you saved? Something wrong with that. You just walking through this world, walking past demon-possessed folks. They do whatever, and folks just wonder what. We don't know where he coming from. He don't say nothing, do nothing, act like nothing. We don't, you know, we not sure who he is. We not sure you human. You need to let somebody know that what Jesus did for you is, there's free reign. Everybody can get some of this. So Satan, hey, you know, he tell you to keep up the good work. You know, what is God's attitude towards lukewarm Christians? Well, Revelation says in 3:16, then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you thee out of my mouth. You know, that tells me that God respect cold more than lukewarm. Make up your mind. That's what I mean, you know, at least you say, well, you know, I ain't trying to live right. He respect that more than somebody that's walking wide instead of back. You know, you just, you know how they teach you how to march in the choir? We are soldiers. Go from side to side, right? But God don't want you going from side to side, left to center, right to center. He wants you to walk the straight and narrow, because narrow is the path that leadeth to holiness, but broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. You get caught on this side, anything something to happen to you. You get caught over here, anything something to happen to you. You can't get out of the ark and expect not to either have to swim or drown. You got to make sure that your calling and your election is sure, because the God that called you is strong enough to keep you. So, a fitting, you got to understand that there's nothing to fear when it comes to Satan. There's nothing Satan fears more than to see young people who on fire for God. A fitting description of the fire of God is when the judge Samson had those foxes by the tail and he set them on fire. He set them on fire and them foxes just snapped. A little fire is motivational. He tied their tails together, but when he set them on fire and the fire let them go, they went a running in all type direct, just burning up cornfields, wheat fields, neighborhoods, grass. It didn't make no difference. The fire was so, you know, the fox was like, I'm trying to run, but it's on them. And Jeremiah says that it's like fire shut up in my bones. It's like, I don't want to tell you, but I just can't help myself. So when those foxes get to going, and when young folks really show enough get snatched out of darkness and find out who Jesus really is, and that because of him, they move, they live, and have their being. They got some good legs, and they got some good feet, and they don't need Epsom salt and all that, and they can move around and tell everybody. That's why the older saints be trying to get on us young saints and make us live right now while you still got some movement in you, while you still got some, you know, while you got activities of your limbs, while your eyes still white. You know what I'm saying? They call the young because they strong. You got to get God in your life while you're able to make a difference. Hey, look, it's good Mother Coleman saved. But Mother Coleman should be able to pray and point to one of you young women and say, baby, now I need you to go talk to Sister So-and-so, and I don't go no farther than this. Set some ground rules, because, you know, a conversation get juicy and you'll go over there to witness it and be gossiping. Now, they ain't just women, neither. Men gossip just as much. Just full of words. They got, you know, the devil got folks with words, too. All right? So, you know, but mothers, they get to a place where, like I said, they should be able to just teach. Just sit down and teach. You ain't got to, you know, if they still shouting praise Jesus, if they still preaching praise God. But if they not, let me give you some very good advice. You don't get old being no fool. Whole lot of young dead folks. Foolish dead folks. Young, foolish, running their mouth, done talk themselves into something they couldn't get out. See, some of us from North Chicago and Waukegan and Zion, for, you know, if we had been in the city, we'd be dead. Cut. Doing like this, when you should have been doing like this. Let me tell you something. I found out at an early age when we was going down to the state temple on 109th in Princeton, and me and my brothers was walking to 115th Street and to the White Castle when we should have been in church, and some gangbangers asked the third world, who run it? Eugene says, the Arabs? And they looking at us like, man, them church boys, leave them alone. Thank God somebody was praying for, because we didn't have an answer for the gang talk they was talking. We haven't heard such. Third world, what is you talking about? The Banana Republic, we had no idea what these young guys was talking about. We running down in Chicago in suits, looking like we had something, but we had White Castle money. And that's when they was about 25 cents. They would have just been practicing had they robbed us. One of them said, man, them church boys, leave them fellas alone. Now, so like I'm saying, some of us have been blessed because somebody been at home praying and instructing, but that incident, so when I went to the city, Jephthah and Teandra had to be in view. No, y'all ain't going to White Castle. Not out here, because they got folks out here that ask questions you ain't going to be able to answer. They ask questions that could get you killed. So your youth is a gift from God, and you can return it to God, or you can give it to the devil. Don't miss that. Your youth is a gift. God wants to set your life on fire. He wants to fill you with his power, turn you loose in a field of Philistines, and give you the power to be witnesses. Because the word says, and ye shall receive power After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Now, here's the part that a lot of us Pentecostals miss. We like the speaking in tongues and dancing and that. But he says, and ye shall be witnesses. All the tongues speaking in the world don't make me believe you got it. And if you ain't told nobody. I hope y'all grab that, because it said, and ye shall be witnesses. And it didn't allow you to get off the hook. You mean I just got to tell the folks in my house? No, you start there. Then you go next door. Then you go someplace that you don't like to go. Because he said in Samaria, you know, the Israelites had problems with Samaria because they was half-breeds. They even called them dogs. Now, so you get it at round in your sphere of influence. Then you go outside of your sphere of influence to the folks that you think a little, you know, hobos. You see them in the tents off the side of the road behind Kmart. You know, there's a bit hand speed weight. You know. But then, as God bless you to the uttermost parts of the world. So God wants to set you on fire. You know, he don't expect Mother Coleman and Mother Whitehead and Mother McCullum to go to the uttermost parts of the world. He expects folks with, you know, he expect us. He expect them to be here praying for us, because they realize that when you get there, there's a whole nother demon that's in that area. And he realized that there's some folks out there that's got stuff waiting for you. So he expect them to be here prayer covering. Does that make sense to anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Let's move on. So you're created for power. You were created for power. Multitudes of young people today are following after things like Harry Potter, Ouija boards. Now, I'm just be honest with y'all. My parents never told me nothing about Ouija board, but I just looked at it and it didn't seem right to me. Something ain't right with this. You know, I remember when I was a little boy, Charles Pratchett came over. Well, James Pratchett came over to my house, Pastor James Pratchett, and he was over there. We kids, and one of the little knuckleheads, and I'm not going to say his name because he gone on, and he said, let's do Bloody Mary in the mirror. So we in the mirror, but James Pratchett, soon as they said Bloody Mary, the blood of Jesus. Now, as soon as he said that, I run up out the bathroom because I'm not playing. And I'm glad he had enough sense, because, you know, they talking about Bloody. If you keep saying it, she'll show up in the mirror. Well, none of us know who Bloody Mary is. How you know who Bloody, if you, would you recognize Bloody Mary if she showed up? But see, that's how the enemy wants to get the saints' kids. He wants you to think it's a game. But Ephesians, the 6th chapter, declares that it's an all-out war, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness in this present age. That tells us that we got to put on the whole armor. It's not a game. Life's not a game. He won't look kids to think that it's just a joke. He had enough. Man, I'm not playing with. Look, if what they preaching from the pulpit is real, this is real. And I'm not fooling around with a real devil, for I get some real power from a real God. Because my Bible declares that folks that try to cast out demons without power get beat till their clothes come off. Beat naked. The Bible said they was naked and wounded. So it ain't like demons don't have power. So, but the devil always has a counterfeit to the things that God has for us. Y'all know that? He always has a counterfeit. The devil, that's why he wants folks to tap into the psychic realm. You know, a prophet can give you a word from the Lord, but he'd rather you call a hotline. So your pockets get empty and your spirit get depleted. You know, it's twofold. When you're fooling with the devil, it always costs you something and it always messes with your mind. Nah, 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 nah. Madam Mattel, should I marry this man? Well, the real question is, should that man marry your Madam Mattel accent for information sale? That's what I say. Listen, if you got to call a psychic to find out if a man is worthy to marry you, you don't need to marry him. Could it be that God is trying to tell you something? That's the reason you about to die, 1-800? Call Cleo. I'm just saying, every time I drive down, and you know what's amazing to me? I have never went in a poor neighborhood and saw palm readings. But just drive down Milwaukee Avenue, just drive down Stern School Road, and I'm looking at houses with signs in them, lighted signs, and I'm thinking, why in the world would these people be wanting to call the psychic or get their palm read? Seem like they living better than me. One time, I set up a telephone. When I worked for the evil empire of AT&T, I put a phone system in a palm reader's. I was saying to myself, is this real? She got a sign in the window. Yeah, I did it quick as I could and got out of there. Got out of there. I mean, I'm just saying. And I said, do you really do this for a living? But that was dumb, because she had a big, pretty house with luxurious floors and mahogany doors. And I'm thinking the demonic business is good business. I'm thinking, how in the world could people be so confused? When Jesus says that his word will lead and guide you, that he'll lead you into all truth, you ain't got to ask the devil what's next. God will let you know what's next. He'll let you know what's best for you. He gives his word. You can get healed, delivered, set free. That's too much. Because you're created for power. And so since God gives power, the enemy want to give power. And you got to be real careful which one you choose, because the enemy wants to play like his ain't real. Psalm 63, 1 and 2. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Psalm 71 and 18, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. In other words, the saints' prayer ought to be, God, strengthen me. Don't let me go by the wayside until these folks see your power come out of me. Does that make sense? Strengthen me and equip me and don't let me die until I've done what your word said I can do. There's only one answer for the ills of this world. You can't counsel. You cannot counsel away demons. Y'all know that? You cannot psychology away demons. You cannot go to Alcoholics Anonymous and get rid of demons. You can't 12-step away demons. You can't get sexual reorientation and get rid of demons. Only the power of God. You were created and born again for the power of God. This is where it really gets sticky. Unless you get born again. Born again. Does that make sense to anybody? Born again. And just so you wouldn't be confused, he said, born of the water, born of the spirit. You know, because folks want to play games with Jesus. Well, what do you mean? Do I got to crawl back into my mother's womb? No, with your big old head. No, you was born once. Now you got to be born of the spirit. You know what I'm saying? You going to wait till you got a size 18 hat. Talk that nonsense. And he was talking to Jesus. See, that's how I know folks going to give you some crazy questions. And this wasn't even a moron who said this to Jesus. This was somebody of prominence trying to be slick. So, 2 Corinthians 4 and 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. The excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. As a fish was created to live in water, we were created to live in an atmosphere of the supernatural power of God. Listen, Adam walked around, ate what he felt like eating, talked to God. He ain't have to beg God to show up. He ain't have to start singing praise music or put on some praise and worship. He just showed up and God and him fellowshipped. Y'all know that? As men and women of God, you should be able to tap into a level where you know what God has for you and you know what God wants you to do and you do it. The fact is, while we're content or satisfied to be powerless and not to pursue the supernatural power of God, the world looking for something deeper. The world is looking for something deeper. And you can tell when you got programs called supernatural. You got programs where vampires walking around and they supposedly live forever. You got programs, I mean, there's all type demonic stuff. They just pull a name right out the Bible, Legion. And you know, the funny thing is the words get the saints' attention. The walking dead. That's some nonsense. The X Factor. All this old foolishness that, you know, that they start with. You know, they was real lightweight about it. You know, it was Bewitch when we was kids. And she'd twinkle her nose and, you know, do a little bit and mess with Darren. Right? You know, but it's done went too far now. It's done went too far now. Lucifer is in L.A. And you know, sometime he a good guy. You know, well, he not a bad devil. Let me tell y'all this. When I was taking my son to wrestling, you know, a friend of mine, we went to high school together. We were best friends in high school. We wrestled together, and he was the best on our team. And he approached, hey, man, why don't you bring your son over to my wrestling thing? We over at Warren High School. We the little devils. I said, man, ain't your daddy Reverend Parker? He said, yeah. I said, well, listen, man, I don't care what team he on. He will not have a little devil on his uniform. Not a blue devil, not a red devil, not a little devil, because I don't want him to think that there's anything good that comes from the devils. Hey, come on, man, you taking it too far. Well, I work on the chief of police's copier. And they in there talking about how the reason they got the new high school over there is because some of them little devils set the gym on fire, sacrificing an animal with a pentagram to the devil. Well, I'm sorry, to the little devil. See, that's the problem. We want to play with the devil and then come shout with the saints on Sunday. We want to know if we can party on Saturday and church with you on Sunday. Well, let me give you a good answer. You can, but it's wrong.
That's why I wouldn't allow him to be a little devil. He might have got a better wrestling coach.
My friend Ted was good. He went to Washington State. He did well. But I refuse to see him wear a uniform with a little devil on it. Because I don't want him to ever get mistaken that you can play with the devil, wrestle for the devil, and not eventually that little devil get inside you. Next thing you know, he got a hood on and he in the middle of the gym. They set the gym on fire, sacrificing an animal to the blue demon or the blue devil, whoever the school was. Well, they got a new school out of it. So now the devil got a bigger school. I'm just saying. The door to the supernatural power of Satan is wide open. Networks got demons and primetime vampires on all type stations. The LGBT, I think they got a Q on it now. Yeah, queer. You know, this the problem. The devil don't know when to stop. First, you know, they got lesbians and LB. I don't know what the B stands for. But then they get to the point where they don't know what they want to be. And then they got queer. So I guess queer encompasses, like, if you don't know who you are and you just wake up and you choose one. So in other words, they got triple-minded, quad-minded folks, and God says that a double-minded person is unstable. I would imagine that a person with about four minds is real unstable. But the door to the supernatural, when it comes to God, is wide open. You can lay your sins right here on the Mesby Ark, and you can go before God and say, God, endow me with power from on high, because I refuse to be who the world says that I am. I refuse to have the generational curses that I was born with, and I stand here, your son, with your traits, and I'm gonna live how you say live, and I'm gonna be who you say I am, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, and though the devil come at me.
You have been listening to the Impact Hour with Pastor Timothy Jones. Thank you for listening. I love you with the love of Christ. Until next time, remember, when you come out of the storm, you're not the same person that went into the storm. God bless you.